borrow my car, and then you give us a test.
What, the Mario test?
Mario. Mario's a fucking psycho.
It's 1986, I'm in the first grade. I'm working really hard to get Mario laid. I gotta save the princess so we can get the pussy. Believe me, Mario will get that ass, so fuck Luigi. Mario really wants to get her in bed. So bad that he's busting up bricks with his head. He just wants sex, so forget the wedding bells. Jumping on little mushroom men and turtle shells. Dropping down green pipes and secret passageways. Making his move to the end where the final castle lays. Eat a magic mushroom, go a little higher. Eat a white flower and spit balls of fire. All these creatures that attack will cut Mario flack. Oh shit, hold on, I'll be right back. I'm gonna beat the game if it takes me all summer. It's gotta be hard to get laid if you're a plumber. That's why I'm gonna work extra hard for my man and get him to the end so we can stop using his hand. Mario doesn't wanna get hit, he'll shrink. The princess won't fuck a little kid, I think. So take run and attend to your own. And eventually the princess will attend to your bones.
Hey, princess quick, because she wants a dick. And if you let her free, you get the pussy. Hey, princess quick, because she wants a dick. And if you let her free, you get the pussy.
Bowser's trying to get head right now from the princess. But if it's up to me, that's little stop this instant. Cloud people throwing little spiked animals. Green plants with teeth that attack like cannibals. I heard nobody yet running the princess's oven. And Mario always said,
Virgin, I love him.
I hate the Koopa Troopas, so I'm gonna run up and jump on the back of the cell till I get run up. I'm gonna keep playing and I'm never gonna quit. That's what kid in school told me, you can see the princess sits. I wanna be the before any of my friends do, so I can say I put pussy upon Mario's menu. At the end of each level, I jump and get the flag. I say to myself another castle in the bag. I hope Bowser's ready cause he's in for a ride. And Mario's serious when it comes to homicide. The princess is a freak even though she has class. Mario will take a plunger and put it in her ass. I hate the cannon, that's it at you constantly. And I hate platforms that fall out from below me. It's all worthwhile to see Mario smile, standing next to the princess, fuck naked profile. That's why it's my stage to get Mario made. Super Mario Brothers, best game ever made.
Hey, the princess quick, because she wants the dick. And if you let her free, you get the pussy. Hey, the princess quick, because she wants the dick. And if you let her free, you get the pussy.
This is BTMF Radio, episode 14, and I'm in Key West. And sweating my ass off.
How hot is it outside?
Easily 98 degrees.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
I'm sitting inside and I'm sweating.
Yeah, well, I'm sleeping in a fucking bag, so.
You're sleeping in a bag. Yeah, and it stays that hot at night, just in case anyone wants to know. They don't live in Florida. It's still 90 at night. So, that's gotta suck.
Yeah.
And, we have a special guest with us this week, or this ep, DJ Mollet.
Well,
he's going to talk about his new radio show.
I can't really hear, so I hear people talking when I'm talking.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry.
can you, like, put your hand over the phone when you're not talking?
Over the phone?
That's kind of odd, but that'll work. Okay, so you're going to promote your radio show?
We're doing a radio show.
No, not you. DJ Mollet.
He wants me to pimp the show we're doing.
Yeah.
Well, starting in September, me and DJ Sub-Zero are starting Geek Club Radio. We're actually going to be broadcasting over our hacker house here. We're actually setting up our own hacker house, which is really our apartment. Show's going to be broadcast live out of our living room. A live webcam, IRC chat. It's gonna be just various geek, technological or technology hacking news, along with relationship advice. So it's gonna be interesting. Nice. So they go back for it right now. Like dclubradio.com.
Do you plan on doing any, like, video segments out of your apartment or different things, or is it just going to be a webcam?
Just a webcam at first. We actually do have some video projects planned. Sub-Zero has a nice camera, and I'm building a new system right now for video editing, so we'll just do that kind of stuff.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. The thing is, here at our university, we have nice big fat pipes and no limit on the amount of bandwidth that we can use. So, yeah, we're going to take advantage of that.
Sounds nice.
That's about it.
Yeah, and shouts for hosting some scripts for me.
We're going to have a line available for people to call in, so live call.
That should
be
a good show. Trying
to step up the production quality on the internet, you know, show. Yeah.
Sounds good.
So does Duel have a mixer and everything when he's recording all the time?
He does now. No, he's doing that for HPR.
He mentioned that he purchased one for HPR. Because the quality on BinRev and RFA is good. I don't know what they do with that. They have a speakerphone. They put a mic next to it.
That's what we do. But our quality, like when you listen to DTMF Radio, and like compare it to old episodes of RFA or BinRev, our quality is kind of worse. Not content, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course. Pure quality body.
So, you want
like A13 using Bell South or what?
Me?
Yeah.
I have Verizon.
Yeah, Verizon owns Tampa.
Yeah.
We all bow down to Verizon.
I think Verizon owns most of Florida.
We're up here in Quest Country.
I don't know what I'm hearing right now in the key.
It's probably either Bell South or Verizon.
But what's odd about it is all the payphones I have encountered are Cocods. I have not found any, like, Verizon or Bell South or anything.
So I just remembered. I need to give some info about this intro and closing music because I'm pretty sure people are going to like it. The artist's name is Benefit, and I don't exactly know the track names right now, but I'll get that and put up in the show notes.
My closing intro music owns your closing intro.
No, you're going to hear it, and you're going to love it. But if you're listening to this episode, you've already heard it, and I'm pretty sure you loved it. All right?
All right.
So it's Benefit.
Kind of like shield noise coming from a lot of people.
So you need to talk about your crappy Wi-Fi and why you keep dropping.
Oh, God. It's all right, so I'm at a KOS campground, right? And when I first got here, my mom's like, oh, yeah, they have wireless internet for you, so you're going to love it. And I'm like, awesome, take that. So, you know, I brought my sister's laptop with the Dell wireless card. And they have some kind of service called Hotspots. Not the normal, like, T-Mobile Hotspots, you know. This is Hotspots with two Z's and seven S, which really pissed me off because it's, like, incorrect spelling in our society, right? Like, somebody was retarded. All right, first off. And then, so I have a strong signal. And every time I ask, no one at the campground actually knows how it works or knows what it is or knows anything about it. All they do is, like, just go, oh, yeah, we got it. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I'm not able to log on. I text the signal. And also the crap. I go into the store the next day and try to find out what's going on. First, they point me over to the dial-up wall. It's like all these AOL, pay dollar, get on for a day or some crap. And I'm like, oh, no, don't want to use shitty dial-up. So, I'm like, what about the wireless internet? And I point to the sky, and they're like, oh, that's for hotspots. You got hotspots? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I have a wireless card. It's in the air. I should be able to get on. So they're like, oh, did you have to buy something? I'm like, I want. And it's a CD for $14.95, and it's called KOA Connect. And, of course, KOA is spelled with a K. So it's K, camp, they spell camping with a K. And then Connect is spelled with a K, too. So, again, the spelling kind of pisses me off. And then eventually I get to, so it's a CD, and I pop it in, and it automatically loads all this crap and installs all this shit on the computer. And it goes reboot, and I'm following all the directions, enter the CD key, which is Connect with a K, and it gave back some error. So they had a 1-800 number. But before I go into how long it took me with the 1-800 number, I want to say that I'm probably going to rip the CD and put it on the web with the CD key, which is just connect the key. So I don't even know if they're trying to stop this, like, anyone from logging in. I don't really think they care that much. But so I'll put it up probably on the web. I don't know if anyone wants to host it or not. I mean, it's a large, it's probably like at least 600 meg or something. I don't know, the CD. But you never know. I mean, they might just be like 10 meg. But, I'll see when I get back. But anyway, so then I called the 1-800 number, and they did the, like, hold your hand, walk you through guide. I'm like, listen, man, I know what the fuck's going on. All I need to do is understand what the hell's wrong. I see the system ID. I see all the signal. I got, like, it's saying I got 11 megabits a second detecting the signal, and everything's strong, but I get the page not, whatever, fine. So eventually he does all this bullshit, restarts, enables, disables, all this crap, which I've done already. And it turns out the problem was my DNS server was set for my internet service provider at home. I have a set DNS server I have to use for Roadrunner. And here it automatically detects. So, fixed. And now I'm on the hotspot shit internet. But when you first turn on, it brings you up to the hotspot login page, and they want you to pay $5.99 for 12 hours. And what really pisses me off is, you know, $5.99 is not that bad for 12 hours, but this is already, I had bought in the $14.95 CD. And while I was on the phone with the guy, he said that, oh, the CD doesn't mean shit, you don't need it. So I've already spent $20 on this crap, and it doesn't mean anything. And who knows if it's going to install on the computer, but I really don't care, so it's not mine. But so then, so now I have to put in all this credit card information, which really is scary because they don't have any kind of encryption enabled or any web or nothing. No security at all going up there. And they're having you put credit card information and all this private information while you're signing up for their $5.99 service for 12 hours, all going over the air, unencrypted, anything. It's no security at all. And I'm like, that's kind of bad. So I fire up Kane Enable. If you don't know, it's a sniffer, password cracker, all that crap. And sure enough, I'm logging passwords and credit card information, all that stuff, going over the airwaves, and not very good. I think Hotspot should enable some kind of encryption because majority of people that are signing up don't really know about what encryption is, and they don't really care, but they don't understand that their credit card information is just going over the airwaves. Of course, I'm not keeping any of this information. Just disposing of it immediately. I just did it to see if I could. And you're getting people's login information. And some of these people have monthly rates with this ISP. And so they pay like $50 a year or something, and they get yearly access. And that, but I've already gotten usernames and passwords just going over the air. And so, I mean, you can either use service, find credit card numbers, and all this other stuff just by their lack of encryption, because they don't encrypt any of the information. And so, yeah, it pissed me off. That's about it.
That sounds terrible.
It's terrible. And it's hot. It's very hot.
Wow. I'm just, like, dumbfounded. They have no kind of encryption, and they're having credit card info.
Yeah.
Not even a secure web server for it or anything? Like,
no, you're not even logged into a web server. Like, when you start up, you just go to, like, the router here at the one campsite. And then you, like, put in your credit card information and all this other stuff. And I guess it probably saves your MAC address, and it enables you to go out to the internet. So it's like, then they'll expire your MAC address for 12 hours because you only paid $5.99, so on and so forth. That's what I guess.
Can you physically see the access point at the campground? A little box of antenna sticking out of it?
No, I can't find it. I've looked for it. They whenever I ask where it was, they point up to the roof and it's like, the antenna's up there, but, you know, I don't really know what's going on. I think it's probably in the store or something. You say you stayed here before, DJ?
Oh, no, I've never been there. I think that was 813.
Oh.
No, I don't camp.
No, that was Reflex.
Oh, Reflex is there.
Yeah.
Reflex, what the fuck was wrong with you? We thought you weren't here.
I wasn't. I just got here.
By the way, reflex, you're too low, so when you're talking, it's not getting recorded.
That's fine with me.
Okay. So, you're done with your camping? I can just move along to the alien.
Well, I'm also going to say that by the end of today, I should have the southernmost payphone in the United States of America's phone number.
Are you going to tag it with the DTMF URL?
Of course. I'm going to scribble all over that bitch.
All right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if it's going to accept incoming calls. I'm going to try.
All right.
If it doesn't, if it doesn't accept incoming, I'm going to find the next one that does.
All right.
Then I said that, again, that all the payments I found in Key West so far are CoCod. And I don't understand what's up with that. So it might be hard.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're going to get that today, right?
Huh?
You're going to get that today, right?
Yeah, it should be.
All right, well, then maybe if it rings out, then we can have a little message at the end of the show. Like, I'll call you, and you can record something from the southernmost point.
Wait, I don't think you understand where I am.
I can explain it later.
It's not going to work, I can tell you right now, because I don't have internet down there. How am I going to give you the number?
Oh. That does pose a problem.
Exactly.
Okay, never mind. Well,
unless I can call the K7.
Yeah, that might work. We'll figure it out later.
Alright.
You want me to go ahead and get started with this Alienware ALX?
Sure.
Alright. The ALX was introduced at E3 this year, and on the NVIDIA website, I believe, they had a video, because whenever it was being shown at E3, they were using the new NVIDIA 6800 cards. This was also like the day before, the same day they introduced those cards, and now they're in this Alienware box. What's so special about this Alienware box is they're claiming to have technology that can play any game or do any kind of editing. It will handle any kind of graphics is what they have this box set up to do. And the way they are trying to solve it is they throw two processors and two video cards at the problem. There are two Intel Xeon processors. I don't know what speed. It doesn't say in this particular article, I don't think, but I'm sure I could find it. And they also, for the video cards, you can pick any video card you want as long as they're two of the same model. So you just have to spend twice as much on your video card. And then you just put those in and it works. Now, the way it's doing it is it's taking the data for the sent to the graphics card, and the software from Alienware splits it in half. It sends the top half of the screen to one video card and the bottom half to another video card. And they both process it and send it out to a hub, which puts it back together and sends it to your monitor. So each card doesn't render nearly as much, and it can be changed. So if like the top half has a lot more going on, the bottom will scoot up a little bit and take up more so it's even. And they're claiming that they're getting like insane frame rates on like new games because of this.
Like what?
I don't remember the exact quotes. I believe it was in that video. They were playing Quake 3 and it looked good. I believe they had everything turned all the way up. Now, I haven't played Quake 3. I don't know if it'll run good on, like, Pentium 1. But it was looking good. And in the video, they flipped the switch and shut one video card off, and you've seen it was the top half and then did vice versa. This is pretty good.
Where did you see this video?
This video, I believe it's on the NVIDIA website. It was a couple months ago. If not, you can go over to hwhq.com. That's Gamer Radio. And I believe they have a link up in their news. I'll put it up in our show notes. I'll go ahead and go find it again. It's pretty cool. Now, also, you may be asking, well, how do you fit in two video cards and two processors? Well, this is a proprietary motherboard, and pretty much everything except for your video cards and your hard drive are going to be their stuff. You can't do anything with it. Now, everything. They own the license. They're not going to sell it out, so you won't be able to do anything with this. You'll just have to spend the $5,000 on this box and then use it. Which, if you're looking for something that's going to play anything, I guess it's not too bad, but that does seem really high. $5,000 for a computer. Mm-hmm. Just play games insanely fast.
Should price up new technology.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's marked up when it first comes out.
Well, they have the license for everything, so it's not like it's going to drop unless they want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, when the next new thing comes out, like that, they sort of always drop the last product.
Yeah, usually. But this is Alienware. Who knows what they're going to do? So, yeah, that's that. If I could get my hands on one of these, I'd love to try them out. It looks really cool. And they come shipped from the factory overclocked with water cooling. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's all I have about this. If anyone has $5,000 and wants to buy me one, I'll give you my address. You can send it to me.
I don't think anyone's going to buy you a $5,000 computer.
I don't think so either. But I can hope, can I?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, well, if Reflex was around and he could yell, I would ask him if he has any PHP rants.
No new PHP rants today.
Okay, and for people that can't hear, he said no PHP rants this week, so, if you want to go ahead and call this a show, I guess we can stop.
Hey, you want any shout-outs?
Shout-outs to bash.org.
Oh,
just in case anyone wants to know, yeah, I got put up on Bash. It's kind of cool. I'm happy.
And I got shout-outs to Young Brain, who's in Minnesota right now.
Yeah, we're supposed to talk to Young Brain.
We're supposed to talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, we're supposed to talk to G-Virus, and he keeps disappearing, so I give up on him. So... any other shout-outs?
Thank you for hosting our enormously large portion of Hacker Media.
Yeah.
I was looking for a web hosting last night, and while I was listening to Ubelito, the newest episode, and 99centwebhost.com sounds good, but I don't think they have enough space. We need at least, like, a gig of space.
No. We don't need that much.
And then, so I found one. For $7.95, you get 1,500 megabytes of storage and 2 gigs of transfers or something a day.
All right. Well, I guess we can call this into the show, right?
Yeah, sure, if you want. Yeah.
Okay, well.
DJ, well, what DJ, what do you want? What, you want a shout?
He might have dropped.
DJ's dropped.
I think he did.
Oh, I'm getting mad echo over here, so I think this is the end.
Yeah. We're out of here.
Later.
Pick up this Mitch. You know, he's very, very well dressed. Italian suit, good looking. Got a beautiful, tall blonde.
Is it a lady midget?
No, the guy was the midget. The blonde was the lady.
Oh, good. I guess.
I mean, the lady midget is flooded. Sometimes I like to hold the midget.
Yeah?
I mean, they're funny. They always want to sit in the front seat.
Hey!
Life got me mad, but if I had a midget, I'd be glad to watch him jump around on my Nintendo Power Pad. He have a big head, short legs, and long torso. The name that I give my pet midget is Little Gordo. I teach him tricks like backflips and sidekicks. When company came over, he's performing his tips. While I'm eating at night, in the kitchen, he'd be able to get the food scraps that I threw under the table. If my midget was ever bad and acted enraged, then I'd take him to the bathroom. Put him in his cage. But if he kept acting up and really made me sick, I'd hang him upside down and poke him with a stick. Little Gordo would be good. Most of the time though, he liked to wear a helmet and run around yelling, "Hi-yo!" I'd take him for walks in the park on the weekend. And if he saw other midgets, day. Can we be friends? He'd only need a 3-foot coffin when you in debt. And he'd be in the Guinness Book for the world's biggest head. A funny little fellow, and don't call him a shrimp. Or he'll attack your leg, his Gordo's a tough gym. He'd have a pogo ball that he'd bounce on for hours. Dirty little fathead Gordo wouldn't take showers. When Halloween came, he wouldn't be a chump. Getting all the candy going around at the tree stump. Sometimes my friends would chase Gordo with a gun. It'd be fun, because niggas wobble when they run. They're so close to the ground, it's so easy to kick. They're so slow in the head, it's so easy to trick. Gordo could do somersaults, his special thing. At the fair, I would make him enter mug wrestling. Sometimes he wears stilts and pretend to be tall. So I'd kick him over, and then I'd laugh at him fall. Silly little Gordo, just be yourself. I'd put wood on his head, and he'd just be himself. He'd do funny little dances, but that's irrelevant. At the beach, Gordo got attacked by pelicans. He had a girlfriend once, but she was an ogre. It didn't last long, cause he couldn't fuck her sober. Gordo had a problem, Gordo went to bed. So I'd make him wear diapers on his ass and his head. He'd have to clean up his own cage himself. And if he lost a little weight, he'd be a Keebler elf. Really be something, a mangled little munchkin, plus his head would be larger than any big pumpkin. This perfect little fool would make a perfect footstool. Sometimes I kick him in the head and say, bitch be cool. I'd have a great life, I'd be happy I know, if I only owned a little pet midget named Gordo.